Shinan Hesif Yud, in the middle of this ish, if an area is more than 3 tvachim tall and less than 9 tvachim tall, if it's 4 by 4 tvachim width and breadth, then it's a kamalus. If it's less than that, then it's a mokum tur. Kamalus means that you cannot take from a shus rabba or a shus yochan put on it. A mokum tur, you could take from any of your shus and put it on that ear. Vimu gavoy atishu tvachim mitzum tzomim. If it's exactly 9 tvachim tall, the rabba cast him below. In those days, it had these beams that was 9 tvachim tall, and a person had a sack on his back, and it'd be a little bit out of place. He would fix it up, and he would like crouch next to it and support his backpack on his pillow. So since it was part of the use of Rosh Hashanah, and it had a din of Rosh Hashanah, come upon, this is telling the way the Rosh Hashanah is used. And this Rosh Hashanah, nobody does that type of thing of fixing the backpack. Then it has a din of a kabbalist. Rafilu einu rof of alva. Even if it's not four tefachim wide, still, since it's made for the specific use of putting the backpack in the right position, therefore it is a din of Rosh Hashanah. And masor lamala, once this pillar is 10 tefachim tall or more, if the width and the breadth is 4 by 4, that's a shus yochid. If you're not having mokum ptur, if not, then it's a mokum ptur. I feel yesh boy mokum gedei lochid kol hashem v'av. In this room, to scoop out of it and make it 4. If you have a pillar which is near a wall, and you dig into the wall, then you can, since they're right next to each other, then it'll make the top of the pillar wider. But since you didn't do it, it's a mokum ptur. There's a hole in the Shus HaRabim. If it's less than 3 tefachim deep, then just like a mound, less than 3 tefachim tall is part of Shus HaRabim. Same thing. There's a hole which is less than 3 tefachim deep is part of Shus HaRabim. If it's between 3 and 10 tefachim, it's 4 by 4 wide, that pit is a kamalus. Not a Shadiyoka, it's less than 10 tefachim. If it's less than that width, then it's a mokum ptur. So a pit in the ground is the same thing as a pillar coming out of the ground, the same dimension. Except by the pillar, if it's exactly 9 tefachim, in certain places will be just a rabbit. People use it to fix their load, but that's not shy by a pit. V'yom hiram mukah asarav, v'shus ha-yofed, v'hu, v'shutei ha-fobah. 10 tefachim deep, v'shus ha-yofed, as long as it's 4 by 4. Sif yud beis, v'shus ha-rabbim, ein, v'fesis, elad asarav. Ha-lamam ha-asarav, mokum ptur. Ha-chidish, v'shus ha-rabbim, it's only up to 10 tefachim from the ground. But above that is a mokum ptur. And the Shibru brings that if he took a pole, and which is more than 10 tefachim high, on the top he put a basket which is 4 tefachim wide by 10 tefachim height, so that's an independent Rosh Hashanah, even though underneath it will be Rosh Hashanah. As a matter of fact, in the Mishkan it was like that. It's a part of the Hagolis, the wagon, considered Rosh Hashanah, even though around them was Rosh Hashanah underneath them. Yudgimel, Choyrim, Shalikstolim, Klapi Rishu Zerab. The hole in the wall, facing Rishu Zerab. Irmhem Gevoyim, the Malam Yishloishim, Enem Rishu Zerab. The more than 3 tvachim above the ground, the Nalak Rishu Zerab. The Doinen, the Fimi the Seyen. You see the size of them, the dimensions to be Rishu Zerab, Rishu Zerab, the Kamlis, the Kamlis. We're talking about when they open Rishu to the Rishu Zerab, they do not go through the Rishu Zerab. Because if they go through the Rishu Zerab, it's different halacha. Basically, the wall on the side of the rabbi, which has an indentation in that area, he judged by its height and width and breadth, whether it's just the office, just the rabbi, or welcome to.